this presentation by the kids really didn't make a whole lot of sense because they communicated what we need to know. And so I just have a few thoughts. As I, every time Christmas comes around or a significant event happens, an anniversary of something, I often will spend time reflecting on why does it exist, why do we celebrate, those kind of things. Am I living into the thing that we're celebrating? And Christmas is one of those moments, Easter is another, where I really pause and wonder, is all the running around worth it? Is all the chaos that comes with Christmas and buying of gifts and fretting about time worth it? And one of the things, one of the conclusions I've come to in my own life is that it's really difficult to come, has been difficult to come to because I don't want to admit it, is that the places where I spend my time, where you spend your time, the places where we invest our money, those really are the things that we care about. And so as I look on my life and I look on maybe this week or the week before or the week upcoming, the places where I will spend my time are the things I think are important. If there was a, if there was an event I was going to go to, let's say on the 29th, I've got our dinner, that's very important to me, so I'm going to be there. But if one of my kids ends up in hospital that day, I'm not going to be at the dinner. I'm going to be at the hospital because that's more important than the dinner. And so that's an easy decision for me to make, but when I look on my life and the places that I spend my time and my money and my energy, I may say one thing that I think is important, but when I look at my actions and those kind of things, my life actually tells a different story. And that's what the kids were communicating with Charlie Brown, what Charles Schulz was trying to communicate about the meaning of Christmas. And this song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, is very interesting if you look at one of the lines. And so, Susanna, if we're up there, so this song was written by Charles Wesley, who he and his brother were part of this great group called the Holy Club. I've never been a part of a Holy Club, but they were. And Charles wrote many of the hymns that we have in our hymnal. And so there's this middle section. I think if you look in the hymnal, I think it's the fourth line of music down. There's three lines for each of the verses. And so the first line is this: with the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. And when I look at that line and I say, would I, with the angelic host, proclaim that same message? Though, am I moved the same way the shepherds were moved to leave their flocks and to go find out this new thing that had happened? They abandoned everything. They headed into town because these angels appeared and said, this is what's happened today in Bethlehem. Their livelihood was the sheep. But what became more important to them was to go bear witness to this babe that was born in a manger. The second, as we go through the verse, or the next verse of song, in the same space within the song, Charles writes this: pleased as man with men to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. And I have to stop and pause there to go, do I really believe that? Has Christ, has the Messiah, is God really dwelling amongst us? For the shepherds, that was a big deal. They left their livelihood to go live within this new thing that had happened, to go explore this new thing that had happened. And they came back proclaiming Jesus the Emmanuel. In my own life, that where I spend my time, where I spend my energy, am I living as though God is dwelling amongst us? The third line in the song, the third verse, in the same place in the song, and this is the part I think we as the church often land on, and it's easy to think about because it's something beneficial to us. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Jesus came that we might have life beyond death. And that's an easy thing to hold on to. That's that gift under the Christmas tree that we love to open and love to see. But I think as Charles was writing this song, the reason he put that one last is because he knew it's always easy to receive a gift, to get something out of the deal. But the transformation occurs in those first two verses. Do we believe and recognize that the Messiah has been born? Will we leave our livelihood to go bear witness to God coming and dwelling amongst us? As we conclude 2017 and head into 2018, I would ask that you consider what the kids presented through Charlie Brown to us this morning. That Christ is worth leaving everything to go see what he is up to. God really did come and dwell amongst us. And we can receive that gift that though we may die, we may raise once again. May this Christmas season, this pause, this anniversary moment we find ourselves in now, help shape the direction we continue to go as individuals and as the church. Dig into and live within the true meaning of Christmas, that the Messiah has come, and his name is Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for every year that we get to once again be reminded that you did come to dwell amongst us. You came in humble beginnings as a baby born in a stable, lying in a manger. That the animals would see you, that the shepherds, the lowliest of groups, would come and witness you, and yet angels would proclaim your coming. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity to celebrate the birth of your Son, to gather together as the church, and to be reminded that this babe really is the head of our body. We pray, Lord, that our lives will continue to be shaped by the life and working of Christ, by his Spirit within us, that we might proclaim, born this day in the city of David, is Jesus, the Messiah. Amen. Please stand with the worship team as they lead us in our final song, Joy to the World.